This is parts one and two of Sunder at 88 beats a minute. One, two, three, four. Part got off the metro, but you were on the right track. We're almost there. Like, go right from that descending part. Like, one, two, three, one. It might be a little fast. One more time. Three, four, so. Is gonna fit. Does that feel okay to you?
Yeah.
Perfect. So we got it. But I'm giving you that so you can kind of practice it.
Right.
And or know what you're doing when you're in your DAW. Like, we're at 88 now, etc. Okay, then idea number three. Go ahead, play that again with the metronome. Two, three, four, like. You have to go a little faster. Let's play it together, like two, if it's going to fit, or you have to slow down the other part, or make a tempo change. It's your decision.
Right.
You can make subtle, in a DAW, you know it's easy to make subtle.
Right.
But with a band, it's a little harder to just tell them faster. Well, how much faster? You have to rehearse and stuff. I don't know. Here we go. Like, that idea, two, three, four, like. That's cool. Does that feel good at that tempo?
Yeah.
Good. So we're even at 88 still. It sounds like a vocal or some melody should come on top of that.
Right.
You sing at all, or is this going to be instrumental?
It can go either way. I do make lyrics.
So now the question is, do you want it to be lyrics? Do you want to have lyrics? And you could start with the lyrics and see how they fit, and literally just keep the riff in your head while you. Like, see what comes to you, like, and something that fits this. No, like, whatever the lyrics are that fit in that meter, right. You'll be fine. And the mechanics of singing and playing at the same time, I'll easily help you with that later. Don't worry about that at all.
Okay.
For now, you're actually just thinking about something that you would record. Sure. That you, in your DAW, you would record it separately. But if it's instrumental, I would treat it the same way. Like, I'm just gonna, you know, if your riff is. And then. Yeah, that could be a line that sounds like a vocal line.
Right.
How did I whip that off so easy? Well, I know we're in A Phrygian, which is the same as F major. So this goes back to the theory part. Like, I'm going to let you mess around with it for a second. Play, so there's your F major scale. Now, I know I'm just forcing this, but just come up with something that sounds like a melody while I play my feeble little acoustic attempt at doing your riff. Like, is it like, is this okay? Like,
yeah.
Like, one, two, three. You can mess around with that. So you want something obviously that sounds like a melody and not like a guitar solo. Like,
right.
You just want to zero in on some. You know what a motif is?
Yeah.
So you want some germ of an idea. That's all I did. I don't know what I did, but I think I. Like, my thing was ga da da da. So I just exploited the crap out of it. The simpler the idea, the better. The easier it is to to malleate,
more malleable it is. Yeah.
To malleabiliate in public. Anyway, I feel like that's enough on that section for now. Like, cool. This is cool. First thing I want to know about the next section is, is it at the same tempo? See if you can play it. It may be a little faster. That's going to take a little work. Like, all right, let me pause this. So here, you go ahead and play idea number four.
Okay.
Yeah, so notice your riff starting kind of before the metronome, like...
Right.
So to me, that's super strong. You were like, you're not sure if you would cut that or not. Like, but that's like super strong and memorable. And that could be like a lead into a solo.
Like, oh, that's a good point.
Like maybe that's what the band plays behind. And like it's simple but strong.
Right.
It depends on what you want. Maybe it's too busy for a solo section. Those are things you'd have to consider. Like, is it too busy? Like, maybe you just have the bass player do it. And then the other guitar doesn't play. The other guitar might just...
Yeah.
Like, something that's not in the way too much.
Right, because that's why I'm struggling with the solo, is because in my head, that's what the background has to be every single time. But I know that's not true, so...
What do you mean by that?
What you were just playing, where it's just, like, the chords and not, like, a riff, per se.
But why is that a problem? I don't understand.
No. It's not. I get my artistic vision, I guess, it messes with me sometimes, and it makes me think, oh, this is the only thing that can go with it when that's not the case.
You want it to be harmonically simple if you want your solo to stand out a little. So I have no problem with just a one chord thing, but if your bass player is doing the riff, that could be cool too. You have to play around and see how it sounds.
Right.
But that's definitely a keeper. We're calling that riff four. The other thing we haven't talked about is what, like, the order of all this. Like, does anything repeat it so far? Or does it just go 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yeah, so I imagine
I'm just going to call number four the riff.
I imagine this part, like that's kind of like a lead into either a chorus or a different riff.
All right, cool. So that would be, is that number four? And that's number three? Or only the second half of number two?
Yeah, second half of number two.
So I would call this, let's put a name to this, call it interlude one, instead of being part of section two, just call it interlude one, then you can put it in any time. So it's just, the names, no one cares about the names except it keeps you organized. So
right.
No matter what we call it, we could call it Fred. Like if it helps you keep you organized, it's better to have a name. If it's a little thing that always follows another bigger section, then it might as well just be part of that bigger section because it always follows it. So you only make a different section when you need to, and make a different name for it when you need a name for that thing. And right now we're talking about only that descending bit, not the rest of idea number two. So I called it a different name.
Right.
So for example, show me where that might go. Like, would it go? It already goes from 2 to 3. Would it go, from after number three, would we do the interlude and then number four, for example?
Yeah.
What would that sound like? Let me hear it.
And then do it again.
Cool. And that could go right into the solo. But before we get there, you have one other one final section?
No, I mean, there's the clean part.
That was section one?
No.
We haven't gotten to this yet.
Yeah, no.
So where is this? This is...
In the very beginning and in the very end.
Oh, okay. So we'll call that the intro. Let me hear the intro.
Yeah.
And that sounds like it would be what we call rubato. Like, it doesn't have to be the same tempo, nor would you want it to be.
Right. Yeah, be, yeah. That's my idea as well. It doesn't have to be...
Or yes. It could be a tempo. Let's just mess around. Oh, the way you played it before, I was thinking you would go. Don't think you have. Don't
no,
think.
I don't think I have to go fast.
Don't think you have to change your part. Like you, I think I was thinking you would go.
2, 3, 4.
I don't know if that's too. And if it doesn't jive, like, either way, then you just do it rubato. You don't do it to a metronome. All right, let's try it. Go ahead. Maybe it's only 6 instead of 8 beats. 3, 4, 5, 6. Try it with 6 instead of 8 beats between. Like, 1, okay. 3, 4, like, 1. Good. So that's cool. It's like a bar. You're having little bars of two, it's right. called. So these are all decisions you make, like, does this feel right to record at a tempo, and you'd listen to the metronome when you recorded it. But it doesn't feel right either speeding it up to fit in 4 sets of 4 and it's sets of 8 is too slow. You can do sets of 6. It's fine. But it felt good. Like, it sounded good, yeah. I should say. So that's cool. So you got a ton here. This is, I guess this goes right with the video. Like, the ideas are easy. You have an easy time coming up with ideas. I do too. It's just how to arrange all this. So far you have, like, you have an intro, you have riff 1, you have riff 2, and an interlude that probably goes again.
For riff 4 and 3.
Between. Right. Well, it already goes into 3, so we'll put it here again. Interlude 1 goes into riff 4, right?
Yeah.
And then let's just entertain that. And remember what I said, like, now you got to the solo, you've already developed quite a bit. And now you'll be able to, I can help you with the solo too, but say you stay in the solo, and then let's save the solo for last. Let's say you're in riff 4, you play the thing, you play the actual riff. Thank you, I can't remember. And let's say you now go into your solo for however long, and then when you're done, presumably you're going to play that riff again with the band. So play it.
Yeah, this one, the...
Same riff, yeah. You just finished your solo. And then tell me where we're going next. Keep going. Tell me where the muse wants to go next.
And then it kind of...
I'm not advocating necessarily for a new section because you already have 4. You can.
Right.
But I wasn't fishing for that. So am I right that you almost played riff 2 but not exactly?
Yes.
So you played like a variation?
The interlude part.
But didn't you do some stuff leading up to that, which sounded cool?
Yeah. It was just so I like to break, even the riffs, I like to break them down into sections as well. So like... That line to me is one part.
Okay.
This is the second part. And then I repeat 1.
Yeah.
And then this part is different. But...
Okay. Okay, fine. But that's, since it seems like a variation, that's fine.
Sure.
I'm not going to call that a new section.
Yeah, right.
But I am going to call this 2 modified. You could put 2 prime. Or something, like prime means it's a little different. Like, you're starting on the F5 instead of the D. You left out the D and E. Like, in music notation, you could put a thing here and say DS, like code.
Right,
like,
right.
Like solo, then riff, then DS. But you're not going to do it that way. You're not going to write it in standard notation. So we'll just put 2 prime, like it's like number 2, but starting at the F. And then go ahead and play from there. Like, do that again. Do your riff after solo. Then what happens?
And then I imagine, so in metal, there's, if you're familiar, there's a term called a breakdown, where it's just like the really...
Yeah, let's do it. Good.
And then,
I like it.
And then I imagine at the end it goes to the...
Perfect. Then you're at your outro. Fantastic. You got your song form. Only is that breakdown at a different tempo. Let's explore that. I'm curious.
All right.
So far we left off at the solo. So you're going to... I never learned the second half. I'm just going to fake it. So, and then go from, let's do a short solo.
Okay.
Just do A minor pentatonic or whatever.
Right.
Then we'll do the riff. Then you'll go to your F7. After that's done, you'll go.
Back to the, yep.
And then when that's all done, you'll do the. And I want to hear if that all can flow.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so from the riff, 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. So we put a. So I'll put second time. It's called a fermata. It looks like a bird's eye.
Right.
So like that. It's a pause, and now you have your breakdown because it's going to be at a different. Going to be at a different tempo. So give us the breakdown.
All right.
Maybe it won't be at a different tempo. Keep playing that. That's cool. That might be in an odd meter. And I'd like to figure that out. Can we do it together?
Yeah.
If you're going to record to a grid, you'll need to know how to program your grid. Yeah, well, you don't have to. You don't have to program to the grid. But when I record, I usually have the grid laid out. You know what I mean by the grid?
No, not exactly.
So,
we'll be honest. I haven't messed around with the DAW too much.
I see.
It's more of like a...
I see. I'm referring to the tempo and the time signature that you put in at that point. You have to, on your particular DAW, you have to figure out how to do that.
And I do.
Maybe I don't have to figure out the time signature, but I am curious. Can we digress on that for a minute? That's fine. Let's assume you don't do that and you could still record it fine. You got your song form. You can have this paper and I'm going to share these notes with you on your page. But the thing about the solo is, like... The easiest thing is A minor pentatonic. You already have tons of that. If you want to access what we call A Phrygian, it's the notes of an F major scale, starting and ending all in A. So it would actually be like 1, flat 2, flat 3. So a regular flat 3. Then flat 6. Don't stretch. Yeah, so one more time. 1, flat 2, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 6, and then flat 7. It's exactly like an A minor. It's an A minor pentatonic, which is five notes, hence right. the name. You're adding a flat 2 and a flat 6. The flat 2 is just one fret above the root.
Right, and the other...
And the flat 6 is just one fret above the 5th. That'll give you a lot of work. Phrygian is a very sought-after mode in metal, and because it's like it's intense and like a little bit perhaps exotic or something. Ever since Metallica did it, you know, 40 years ago at this point. And it's still great today. You'll never get sick of Phrygian. Many students, their favorite mode is Phrygian.